I'd like to show you this little booklet written by Watchman Nee called Praising. And I hope each one of you would obtain this and very carefully read through it. Also, this is if you have all the big all the material from Brother Nee in the book word, in the books, it's in book 48. But it's so enlightening, various aspects of praising. So now we continue from message three. We start from the very beginning, and I'm letting you know ahead of time that after a few minutes, we're going to be focusing on God the Father for quite a length of time. God the Father has been waiting for hundreds and hundreds of years for the believers to know him, to praise him, to serve him, and to have a personal relationship with the Father. Excuse me. In the church life and in our personal life, we need to offer consummated praise to God. So here it's both the church life and in our personal life, we need to offer consummate praise to God. So in our church life, when we come together, no matter what kind of meeting it is, we can praise God in various ways. But I'd like to emphasize in our personal life, we need to praise. Right now, over here, it's 7:19 a.m. And I was wide awake before 6 o'clock. And then I was reminded while my body was waking up, Ron, begin today with praising. Don't wait for some kind of feeling or some experience. Just praise God. And the effect of this to me is so precious. And so the rest of the outline is based upon point one, praising God. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. I believe this is what you were doing when you were singing and then praying with someone nearby. God the Father was with you, was deeply touched by your singing and your praying. This is the firstborn son No, I want to point one first. The assembly here refers to the church in which the resurrected Christ sings hymns of praise to God the Father. God the Father. I'm going to pause here. Just these three words. God the Father. And on behalf of God the Father, like I usually say, in a very tender way, on his behalf, to ask, do you praise the Father? Do you have fellowship with God the Father? There has to be a beginning. None of us should be shameful. We start from zero, and then we begin to develop. So maybe we don't praise to God the Father at first, but we can sing a hymn to him. Or we could pray to him. Or we could have fellowship with him. But eventually, we will praise Christ Jesus the Son. And we will praise God the Father. This is the firstborn son's praising of the Father. The firstborn son, this refers to when God became a human being, and then he was crucified, when he was resurrected, the human part was regenerated and became a son of God. So that's why it's called the firstborn. And all of us follow him when we were saved and born again. This is the firstborn son's praising of the Father within the Father's many sons in the church meetings. And so God the Father, in a tender way, is waiting for church meetings in which praising first for the Son and then for the Father. Praising of the Father within the Father's many sons in the church meetings. And then there's some developation under this point too. When we, the many sons of God, meet as the church and praise the Father, the firstborn son praises the Father in our praising. He praises within us and with us through our praising. Let's just pay attention to this. While we're praising, God is and the Father are involved. I want to study this point A carefully. When we, the many sons of God, meet as the church and praise the Father, the firstborn son praises the Father in our praising. So while we are praising, Christ is dwelling in us, praising during in our own praising. The firstborn son praises the Father to our praising, in our praising. He praises within us and with us through our praising. So when we are praising, the indwelling Christ is praising in our praising simultaneously. First, we have to learn about this and have some understanding. And then it will just be part of our weekly prayer meeting on the Lord's Day morning to realize when we're praising, it's not only we, it's God the Father and the Son. The church on earth today is one corporate body with the firstborn Son of God. The time will come in each one of us when we're growing in life and are passing through the third stage of the experience of life, we will realize something about ourselves as a Christian. Lord, I'm a member of the body. I cannot live without the body. I'm not just an independent Christian. I'm a member of the body. I live in the body, with the body, for the body. And that's why in our personal life with the Lord, the time will come when we will experience certain things. And we will go through various important events. We're doing this as members of the body. We're not independent. Because we realize I'm not just a believer, I'm part of the corporate body. To gain more of the firstborn son, we need to praise the Father. Now the point is that the Father wants us to experience the firstborn son more. So he wants us to know to gain more of the firstborn son. In other words, the more of Christ wrought into our being. We need to praise the Father. This is quite marvelous. When we praise the Father, through the Father, we gain more of the firstborn Son. We're worshiping the Father, we're praying the Father, and the Father is saying, my response to your praising is that you would experience more, my all-inclusive Son. The more we praise the Father, the more we gain the firstborn son. Just this thought, I believe for many of us, is brand new. How the Father and the Son are related to us, and how we, each one, is related to the Son and the Father. That's why both Christ himself and also God the Father, every Lord's Day, when we come for the Lord's table, he's still waiting for genuine worship. Not just one song, one hymn after another, and then so-called pray based upon the verses of the hymn. What is really in the Lord's being? And you are, many of you are aware of this. In the Old Testament, I'm repeating this, I know. When they went three times a year to come together for these special times of worship, they could not come empty-handed. But what they've been laboring on, the 10% of that is set aside for the triune God. And when you come for that meeting, you have something in your being to praise and worship the triune God. And this is why I just suggest something for you. From God's point of view, a day begins at nighttime. Like today, on the Lord's Day, it began Saturday night. From God's point of view, a new day starts late at night. When the Lord used this to touch me, I realized I just spend a little time in the evening, just before going to bed. Lord, this is already the Lord's day. I want to have something to bring to worship you and to express Christ. But I'm just telling you now a fact. There's not a feeling of judging. Just believe what I'm saying. Every Lord's Table meeting where we are, what is the meeting is mainly like one hymn after another. And then there's what's called praying based upon the content of what they're just singing. And I'm just being direct. When my wife and I are coming to bring something of Christ himself, and to have something to bring to God the Father. And when there's a little pause from singing, I say something, one or two sentences. She says the same thing. And then there's silence. And then someone else will say, let's go on and sing this hymn. God has been waiting for a very long time for saints come without being empty for this meeting, the Lord's Table meeting. But after we have the aspects of the Lord's table. And then we realize it's the time to focus on the Father. And so there's some hymns that we sing. And God appreciates that, and I appreciate that. But God the Father realizes, these are my beloved children. But they need to grow in life, and they need to express their loving care for my son and for the Father. So now we'll continue this reading, the second part of 1 under B, under A, under 1. The best way to cooperate with Christ and to have Him work together with us is by singing praise to the Father. And I want to repeat point one again. I want to emphasize one and two again. It's so crucial to gain more of the first son. We need to praise the Father. The more we praise the Father, the more we gain the firstborn son. The more we sing, the more we will enjoy his singing in our singing. The best way to cooperate with Christ and to have him work together with us is by singing praises to the Father. Okay, B. Now the rest of the outline and the rest of the message is based upon a very important verse. That's Hebrews 13:15. Through him, then let us offer up a sacrifice of praise continually to God. That is the fruit of lips confessing his name. Let's consider this. Through him, that's Christ, through him, let us offer up a sacrifice of praise continually to God. The time will come for all of us, but it has already come to many of you, to realize sacrifice and praise go together many times. It's not a shallow thing to praise the Triune God. In many situations, it's a sacrifice. When my parents passed away, they were not in the church life, but they were children of God. Well, there has to be some kind of suffering, of course. But there's also something to be brought to God Himself. If we only praise the Lord when we're having a happy time, then I would say it's better than nothing, but it's very shallow. When everything is fine and I'm happy and this and that, and it was such a nice day and the weather is beautiful, so now I can praise you. But then it's a very different day in all kinds of ways. Then why so many saints don't praise? You want to know why? Because too many are self-centered. This is how I am right now. This is what I'm going through right now. This is what I feel right now. I'm just not in the mood right now. God the Father is never angry. He just realized, I know this one is just still a child. Eventually, he will grow and he will know what to do and how to respond. Just in my being right now, then I'm just yearning on behalf of God's feeling that each one of us in our personal relationship will have fellowship with the Lord and say, Lord, I want to know you more. I want to experience you more. I want to express you more to others. But Lord, please train me to have fellowship and with prayer and praising to the Father. And this will be such a precious time in your Christian life. We're in a family. We're members of the family. The Father knows the age of each one. And then we just help one another in this way. I'm saying at this very moment, well, I'm trying to have fellowship with you on this very point in the outline and emphasizing the Father. The Father is here with us in a tender way, not verbally, but in our being. I love you all. You're my children. I want to repeat this point too again. The more we sing, the more we will enjoy his singing in our singing. So we can just ask the Lord, make this clear to us, to sense your singing in our singing. The best way to coordinate with Christ and to have him work together with us in his singing praises to the Father. I just have a little, I wouldn't say a dream, but just the thought, what would happen if between now and the end of this year, the saints all over the earth, if we have received 50 more hymns concerning God the Father. And these are hymns That can be sung more than once. Some of us, we receive emails again and again, but they're not singable. But we're talking about hymns on the level of Brother Nee and Brother Lee. Just what would be the effect on all of us all over the earth? Singing praises. And I believe even with you, dear saints, it wouldn't surprise me if I get an email next month. You just say, Brother Ron, I have a hymn. God gave me a hymn. Then my response is, let's sing it together. Singing opens the way for praising. Okay, now we go on to point B. We've gone through the verse. We're still examining it. And now we're going through the rest of it. One, when we pass through reproach and suffering, we should continue offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. When we pass through reproach and suffering, we should continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. The time will come. I hope it's our generation that will learn about this and apply this and experience this. Otherwise, the Lord will raise up another generation to do this kind of worshiping and praising. I'm repeating point one again. I know. When we pass through, it doesn't happen just for 10 seconds. We gradually get through this particular suffering. Then as we are getting it through, there's something we should do. And that is offer up a sacrifice of praise. To praise God at certain times, when they are happy times and joyful times, they're genuine praise. But what is God's waiting for? Is his children will praise him no matter what their situation is, because God is God. And also, demons, or the enemy himself, is attacking us. He's the one that giving us this suffering. God has certain times allowed him to do it to a certain degree for our becoming mature and living by the resurrection life. But there needs to be a time And we need to sacrifice and praise simultaneously. If Brother Nee can do this for 20 years, because he's a child of God, not because he's a genius, the Lord can train us in this way. And whatever our physical situation is, we praise you. That's why I gave you this testimony more than once. And I realized I had to have a quadruple heart surgery. Praise the Lord. I'm not praising you because the doctor is going to do something. But in this situation, another opportunity to praise you and love people for their salvation. Okay, two, since in the church life, we enjoy the unchanging Christ as grace and follow him outside religion, we should offer through him spiritual sacrifices to God. We're bringing this to God. Spiritual sacrifices. There will be times again and again we're coming to the Lord in a spiritual way to praise you. But Father God knows this is the sacrifice. But in the midst of your sacrifice, you still love me, you still pray, you still praise. Little A, in the church, we should offer up through Christ a sacrifice of praise to God continually. In the church, we should, not we must, but we should offer up through Christ, a sacrifice of praise to God continually. The statement is quite clear, but the meaning is significant. In the church, not just in our personal life, in our church life, we should offer. Quite often, it's not there, but we should offer up through Christ a sacrifice of praise to God continually. I hope that after this meeting, some of you, especially some of the spiritually speaking older ones in your personal relationship, will bring this matter to the Lord. Lord, make this statement part of my being, not for my sake, but for the church and for the triune God. I and so many other saints need to offer, through you, Lord Jesus, praise, but a sacrifice of praise. But notice, continually, continually, this is an indication of our maturity, continually. The Lord would cover me to say, I'm still in this stage of learning, but through the day, the inward Christ is saying, there's not words that I can hear, but he's speaking within. Praise, praise, praise in your being continually. Saints, this brings us to another realm. I can't explain it. We're in another realm. And actually, for eternity, when there's a new heaven and the new earth, there will be no need to pray about this or that, or ask the Lord to do this or that. All of that has been accomplished. But forever, we will be praising him. It will never stop. It will be going on eternally. Little B in the church, he and we and he praise the Father together in the mingled spirit. So he, as the life-giving spirit. So right now, we need to receive the life-giving spirit. Praises the Father in our spirit as the life-giving spirit. No, sorry. And we, by our spirit, praise the Father in his spirit. Again, we have the Father. And this statement indicates how we can praise and through the Father in this particular way. Two, this is the best and highest sacrifice that we can offer to God through him. This is the best and this is the highest sacrifice that we can offer to God through him. Okay, section point three. Through the Christ whom we have experienced and enjoyed, we need to offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually through the Christ whom we have experienced and enjoyed. Okay, I'm pausing here. Experiencing and enjoying. Experiencing Christ is absolutely in our spirit. When we exercise our spirit with our focus on the all-inclusive Christ, we have the genuine experience. But then God wants us to enjoy what we've been experiencing. And I give a kind of funny example of getting a little child to eat healthy food that your mother gives. And I still remember something that happened 58 years ago that I was there and my wife and we were taking care of a little child of another saint for a short time. And so she was sitting there for dinner. Very healthy food. And there's some other part of the food, the things afterwards that are very that children really like. They taste so good. But she said, you have to eat some of this healthy food, then you can have this other part. And then there was silence. And I was in the next room just hearing the whole thing. But she, the little girl, really wanted to eat this kind of like ice cream kind of thing. She wanted to have something she enjoyed. But first she had to experience, so-called. So finally, we just asked them to say just a teeny bit. That's all. So this was a picture of experience. No, I'm experiencing this. And then I enjoy what I experience. But actually, this might sound strange. This is happening nonstop all over the earth with dear saints. Experiencing Christ without enjoying Christ. I've been with just around so many saints. I'm not examining, God knows. They are sincere, they're honest, so many things. But where is joy? Just in their being, in their expression. The aspect of enjoying is mainly in our soul. We experience Christ in our mingled spirit. But if we are to enjoy what we've experiencing, we need to allow the Lord to saturate our soul and shepherd us in our soul, that we can enjoy in our soul what we are experiencing in our spirit. That's why, again, I'm so thankful for the example. And Brother Neve was just non-stop suffering. But he could say at the end, my joy continued. Because inwardly, he was experiencing Christ non-stop. And inwardly, in his soul, he was enjoying the Christ he's been experiencing. Because the Lord had redeemed, has saturated his soul. So he was in this condition, almost like in prison. But in his being, he was continuing to experience Christ and to enjoy Christ inwardly. And the Lord, in his wisdom, somehow made it known from other saints who had contact with Brother Lee when he was in prison, that what he experienced and what he enjoyed is for all of us. It's not just some one unique person that can do it. But we all need to be open to this. So we can praise the Lord continually, as we're emphasizing, because our spirit and our soul are functioning in this way. Inwardly, we are experiencing in our spirit. Inwardly, we are enjoying in our soul. And so at this very moment, for us, wanting for us to have joy in our soul, that's why what he's doing at this very moment, he knows the condition, the feeling in our soul right now, what we're feeling, what we're thinking, what is keeping us from having any joy. And inwardly, he's shepherding our soul that we may enjoy the experience Christ. This kind of care is beyond words. He's dwelling in us. You just look at 1 Peter chapter 2, around numbers 20 to 22, somewhere around there. He's dwelling in us in order to shepherd us, that we may have joy in our soul. The real praise to the Father comes out of our experience and enjoyment of Christ in our daily living. So see how the praise is related to our daily living? This is what's really on the Lord's heart, our daily life. It's not just every now and then. In our daily life, the real praise. So there is so-called praise that's not real. The real praise through the Father comes out of the experience and enjoyment of Christ in our daily living. So when we come together at the Lord's table to praise the Father, our daily living will indicate, do we have anything to bring to the Father? Or is it just another hymn? But God the Father is waiting. They can say, Father God, we just thank you and praise you. You are the source of what I went through this week. You are the source of every aspect of my experience of Christ. And I'm here to bring to you what I experienced. And I'm worshiping you with what I enjoyed. This is a very pleasing praise to the Father, gladdening and rejoicing his heart. My, his heart, when we can bring such an aspect of this to him. This is beyond words what I'm able to try to explain, but the indwelling Christ will do what only he can do in each one of you. Little B, the praises out of our experience and enjoyment of Christ, the spiritual praises about Christ, are the best praise to the Father. Then I suggest you just pray, read for a couple of minutes when you have time. Psalm 45, 1 and 2, 14, 145.1. The praises out of our experience and enjoyment. The more experience and enjoyment we have, the more praises we can bring. The spiritual praises about God, about Christ, are the best praise to the Father. Oh, you bring to the Father, Father, I'm bringing to you Christ, your Son, who has been such experience until enjoying you this week. Your Son is everything to me, and now I'm sharing my experience and enjoyment of your Son in my contact with you. And then two little verses. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify your name forever. I read it again. I will praise you, O Lord, my God. Praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify your name forever. Jehovah will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, forever and ever. Hallelujah. That's how we end. That's how I end my portion of the message. Praising and hallelujah. Make our praising, Lord, and our words, hallelujah, be real and thorough. Amen.